I'm with former Steelers coach and current TV studio analyst, Bill Cowher. Coach, the last time we were in this building together was September the 27th, 1992.
Remember it well.
You were a rookie head coach with a 3-0 record, but
yes.
You left 3-1.
I did leave 3-1.
Do you remember the game and its significance in Packers history?
Well, I know it was Brett Favre's first game. It was my first loss.
His first start.
His first start and his first win.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was my first loss. And remember the game very well. Rod Woodson had a tough day that day.
Yeah.
And but Brett Favre went on to have a pretty good career here.
I better get this right because the Packers fans will correct me. He rallied the Packers to a win over the Bengals the previous week.
He replaced Don Majkowski.
Right. And the game that we're talking about against the Steelers was his first start and his first win as a starter.
Correct.
Since then, you've gone on to become a Super Bowl winning coach. What's better, coaching or TV?
Well, it's different. I guess if you say better, if you look at health-wise, lifestyle-wise, mm-hmm. Free time-wise, it's better. There's nothing replaces being in the arena, the competition, the game planning, and working with players and coaches. They're different. But certainly from a health standpoint, I feel very good right now.
How about this Sunday's games? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's a huge game. I mean, it's, when you sit there and talk to this team and watch that team, that win they had last week, you know, sometimes there's a point in every season where you have a specific half, a specific point where, you know, you just feel all of a sudden things start to galvanize. And I saw that last week. This will be a tough challenge. I think it's a tough challenge going against a Pittsburgh team that, there's a lot of pride there. It's going to be a tough game. But, I think this team, they get Randall Cobb back. At some point they're going to get, I think, Aaron Rodgers back. But, Matt Flynn has kind of given in and given them a sense of confidence. Eddie Lacy has given them a running game. I think the defense, the way they played in the second half of that game last week, is ready to kind of take off. And I think they sense that there's something special going on here. And those are always very scary teams to play. So I like where Green Bay's at.
If the Packers get Rodgers and Cobb back, can they go all the way?
There's no doubt. I think, everyone talks about, criticized the backup plan that the Green Bay Packers had when Aaron Rodgers went down. And I thought, there's nothing to be criticized. I think it just speaks volumes of what kind of player Aaron Rodgers is. He's a franchise player. He's one of the best, if not the best player in the National Football League. We saw what happened when Peyton Manning went down to Indianapolis. They went from a playoff team to a team that couldn't win a game. So he has that same type of impact. And so they're able to get him back. And like I said, you get a Randall Cobb back. You're starting to get healthy at the right time of year. And they've got a team, a coaching staff that knows how to win big games. So, yeah, I think Seattle is still the team to beat in the NFC. But, this team is, you start to wonder about destiny.
Yeah, you had one of those teams in 2005 that got hot at just the right time.
Yeah, they did. And so did this team in 2010. I think those two teams are the only two teams ever to be a sixth seed. And to go on and win a championship. And so Green Bay's been there before. They've played on the road before. But if they're able to win this division and get that first game at home at Lambeau Field, that also can be some impetus to take into the playoffs and go far.
And what about your old team, the Steelers? Where are they now?
I think they're playing their best football right now. That's the one thing I would say that Green Bay is going into. I think the quarterback is very comfortable. He's making some plays. I think defensively they've played well. They've lost some tough games the second half of this season. I think they got off to a really hard, dug a hole that they just could not get out of. But it's a very dangerous team to play because I think that Ben Roethlisberger, in inclement weather, on a field that may be slipping and sliding, if you cannot generate a pass rush, he can pick you apart, and he's got a lot of weapons right now. When Heath Miller came back, that offense went up. And they've got Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell. So they've got a lot of weapons there, and this will be a tough offense to contain.
While you were coaching in Pittsburgh, another coach who would win a Super Bowl was coaching there. What do you think of Mike McCarthy?
Oh, I think Mike's awesome. I mean, he's the rock of stability. You talk about organizations and you talk about doing things the right way. You're talking about being consistent. And you talk about being able to relate to the players. I mean, I think the one thing that he's done is over a period of time, this organization wins. Him and Ted Thompson, they have a formula here. Then you walk in here, there's something special about it. You know, I thought we had that in Pittsburgh, that the organization sells itself. And, you know, you see the things that come out of here. It's a healthy locker room. It's a healthy environment. It's a place you enjoy playing a game of football. And Mike McCarthy has helped build that here.
What about you? Will you coach again?
Oh, I think I've had my best days. I don't have any immediate plans, to be honest with you, Vic. And the only reason I've never said never is why shut a door if you don't have to. I'm really happy with what I'm doing right now at CBS. I enjoy it. I enjoy the latitude it gives me to do other things in my life. I'm in a good place, and I have no immediate plans.
Bill, I'm delighted to have done this interview with you.
Thanks, Vic. I appreciate it. My pleasure as well.